three computer scientists anymore to make it working, but seven of them. Welcome on our PhD students micro conference. It's already the second one this year. We will have three slots, and the first speaker is Kateřina Lajnovská, who is supervised by Pavel Pecina, and whose automated text certification.
Hello everyone, good afternoon to all of you. As you said, my name is Kateřina Lajnovská, and I would like to tell you a little bit about text certification, which I find a very interesting research area of natural language processing. I will start this talk by reviewing some motivation for text certification. I will discuss issues related to evaluation. I will also explain my discuss base. And of course, I will present some specific methods to simplify text. Hopefully this will have started, and as promised, I will start with motivation. In current words, there are lots of texts. But sometimes it happens that the text is difficult to read and understand for its readers, which of course is bad. These difficulties might arise because of some specific properties of the readers or because of some specific properties of the text. You might have heard of conditions like dyslexia, which causes problems with decoding. So dyslexic people can speak perfectly, but they have trouble reading. Or there is aphasia, which is much more rare and even much more severe. And it might, for example, cause that you know only text of content words or that you really cannot handle conjunction. Of course, there is hearing impairment. And some languages are perfect developed languages, but they do create some things different, like time expressions or again conjunction. So meaning the written form of the language might be very problematic for a hearing impaired person. Or the readers might just have weak social background, so they do not know some basic concepts. Or, of course, there might be L2 learners, so they in theory do know the concepts, but in fact don't know the names for such concepts. And this list is not exhaustive, but it should give you some idea. As for the text, the most commonly mentioned reason is being expert text. So they contain expert terms, which lay people have no chance to really know. But that is not the only one. It might be historical text, or it might just have weak stylistics, and because of that becomes hard to read. Now, I should admit one thing. I like to think of text simplification as a kind of social service, so I like to focus on the people. Even though the very first research paper which addressed text simplification, or at least the first I'm aware of, did it as a pre-process step for parsing. And it's true that text simplification is related to many other NLP tasks, even though the direction is somewhat ambitious, because you might use text simplification to improve parsing, or you might use parsing to improve text simplification. And it's quite the same with machine translation, it's quite the same with text summarization, it's quite the same with information retrieval, and with some other areas. But it is related. Now, to please my supervisor, I will give you the more explicit definition of text simplification. It is a process which takes a document in natural language as its input, and produces a document in the same language, another document, which communicates quite the same information, but has reduced complexity. And to explain the key difference to text summarization, it is, let me say, compression ratio. Because in summarization, you focus on making the text shorter, typically by audience of making it shorter, while in simplification, we really focus on making it simpler to read, perhaps keeping the length quite the same. I hope I have convinced you that simplification is important. So, I'm afraid it is time for some bad news. Evaluation. Why is it bad news? Well, I would like you to understand this. If I or anybody else asked you to simplify a given text, you all would probably be able to do it. Some simplifications would maybe be better than some other ones, all would be valid simplifications, and they all would be very different. That is to say, there is nothing like the correct answer in simplification. There are many of them. And if you're not thinking of the disresponse of machine translation and why not use plus or some its alternative, I will save a number. Because people have considered this, some people have even tried this, but unfortunately, even though some further investigation would be desirable, the results suggest that it is not really viable. Which is probably because the differences between simplifications tend to be really subtle. And plus just seems not to be capable of capturing such nuances. So even though it has saved machine translation in some way, it's probably not going to save us in simplification. What remains is direct assessment, typical of meaning preservation, of grammaticity and simplicity, which I suppose is also somewhat borrowed from machine translation, and of course, comparative pairwise. However, both those approaches are manual, they are limited to human resources, they are time-consuming. And for those reasons, they are in a way undesirable. We would like to do it in a less time-consuming way. You might have heard of reading formula, which seemed to be the solution because they were designed exactly to automatically measure the readability of some text. However, they come with their other issues. To demonstrate, I have a short text here. Achondroplasia is autosomal dominant mutation, mutations de novo occur frequently. And I have two its simplifications. One, which just reorders the information from the original text, and the second one, which omits the autosomal dominance, but tries to explain the condition a little bit, and tries to explain what mutations de novo is. And the numbers that have just appeared are readability scores, according to Pleshering E, which is one of the most well-known readability formula. And you can read that it says that the second simplification is worse than the first one, which probably is not what we would expect, nor what we might want. To explain a little bit, it is because Rebuk formula in general care mostly about surface properties, like number of words per sentence or number of syllables per word. But they don't capture semantics or the number of expressions. So the evaluation, unfortunately, remains a great question mark, or a great exclamation mark as you take it. And it also explains why I'll be very careful giving away any scores or accuracies or anything when speaking about methods, to which anyway I would like to move now. The first method I will speak about is lexical simplification. This means taking some difficult words in the text and substituting them for something else, typically for synonyms or near synonyms. For something. And it usually is described as a four-step process. Where you first identify the difficult words, then you generate some possible substitutions. You tell it could be substituted with this, this, this. Then you select only those substitutions that match the given context, and then finally you rank them somehow, which allows you to choose the best one, best ranked one, as the real substitution. To give you an example, consider the sentence "presents buffalo or buffalo." You might decide that the word buffalo is a difficult one, which is the identification, and you might generate some substitutions like bully, Harris, Deathly, bison. And then you would decide that bison does not fit in the context, and you would only pick the other three. And then you would rank them somehow, probably choosing the bully as the real substitutions, obtaining wizards, bully, and a buffalo. There was a shared task in 2012, officially called the English Lexical Simplification. In fact, visiting. But in England, it's very low. Links are being used. There are issues which distract me with their spelling. There's one more issue, which is specific to Czech, which I work with, and that is agreement. We have agreement in Czech, we have adjective noun agreement, subject verb agreement, some other agreements. And if you, for example, decide that reading a book is more difficult than reading a long book, you might substitute it, of course, but you would have to alter also the adjective because of the agreement. And unfortunately, this might even span across sentence boundaries. So if you decide to substitute the quite uncommon word for girls, you might do it, but if there are some following sentences which have the girls as its implicit subject, you have to alter the verb, which is quite problematic to solve. Okay, I can then complete all the lexical simplification. Syntactic simplification is another method, and in a sense, this is the original one. It means really altering syntax, it means altering the structure of a sentence, maybe producing some more sentences or whatever. So if you take, for example, a man who borrowed shirt missed the bus, you might transform it to a man missed the bus, he borrowed a shirt, which in theory should be simpler. So at first, it was done by kind of pattern matching. Because as I've said, the first research paper, which addressed text simplification, used it as a pre-process step for parsing. So of course, they could not use a parser to produce something that would improve parsing. So they really meant like, if you see a comma followed by a relative pronoun who, followed by something, followed by a comma, do this. And of course, you get a lot of falsies with such a approach. So nowadays, parsers are widely used, they are really employed. You obtain a pass tree and you modify this tree somehow. Still, the results are mixed. There is a notable work by Sitchak and Beck from 2006, but it's exceptional for the discourse. This man tries to restore the discourse, tries to make sure that developers still get results correctly. And, it's very notable because a lot of people approach simplification as okay, we simplify documents. Documents are major sentences. Let's simplify individual sentences and let's hope that the result is good. Which is a good idea, but unfortunately not often the case. It often happens that by altering the sentences you really break the efforts or something. So this work is notable for dealing with this. I would like to say that the simplification of syntactic comes in many days, but in other words, you might really recognize it in general, or you might, for example, specifically split sentences into more of them, or you might compress sentences by deleting some words. However, we cannot say that if you focus on only some, say, subtasks, you will get better results. The results are mixed, whichever way you take it. Even though I would be very interested in trying to put in sentence compression by training a classifier on parsing mode. By saying like this part of sentence should all go away. There is one specific kind of syntactic simplification, which is a passive voice to active voice transformation. It is done often, probably because it has been shown that this is important for many readers. And if you have a sentence like a student was praised by his teacher, some people, for example, pathetic people, would read it as a student praising his teacher, which is not what you want. So you want to change it to the teacher praised a student. And this might seem like quite a simple transformation that could be well described. Of course, there are some issues to that. The most important issue being the fact that some sentences are agentless. You might have a sentence the student was praised, and the agent is just not there. So you cannot really transfer it in this type way. And there's not a good way to deal with that, but still you have to do something about it if you want to really do the simplification well. To make things even a little bit more complicated, there might be sentences start, probably given by Debbie annotated. It's very interesting about annotated. It has started to be inside like 3 or 4 years ago, usually using Wikipedia or something like that. But it's definitely an interesting method. There is urban randomization, which is not studied in English, because English is quite fixed word order. But we get a random free word order, and it might happen that the subject comes before the object, even though normally we are SVO language. So, if you had like a girl petting the puppy, it might happen that the pet comes before the girl. And you might want to like normalize it, to put it into SVO order. Which would be especially useful for sentences which are ambiguous, where you have to derive the meaning from the context. Like, if you have chicken on your pocket, you don't know whether it was the puppy chasing the kitty or the kitty chasing the puppy. Unfortunately, of course, those sentences which are the most ambiguous ones are also the most difficult ones to get past automatically, because you have to derive it from the context. As far as I know, it's not really done automatically yet. There is some origin to this. If you have a sentence like Patria Panagra, which communicates the information that I don't like factorial, you might want to reword it in Nimagra factorial, which in a way communicates the same information. However, the exact meaning of those sentences is quite different, and they would especially fit into different contexts. So, in a way, you have to choose between keeping the meaning really as it was, between making the text natural and making sure that people do understand. And it's not really clear what's the correct way here. As a kind of side note, I would like to mention monolingual translation, which is rather an approach than a task, but some people have tried to simplify by translating. Usually using the code was built on English Wikipedia and Simple English Wikipedia. And again, unfortunately, we don't have anything like Simple Czech Wikipedia. But anyway, it turns out that there are issues. Especially, many modifications in Simple English Wikipedia are not simplifications. It's not even true that often it would be simplifications. Usually, those are just quite different texts for some reason. But maybe if there is a better purpose, this would be a very interesting way. It's definitely worth knowing that there is this possibility of approaching simplification. Maybe the most surprising way I would like to mention my great caveat, that is stagnation. If you keep presenting people with simple text, they in a way stop improving their language skills. And sometimes you have to decide whether you want to encourage people to keep learning, or whether you want to make sure that the meaning is communicated correctly. Again, there is nothing like correct answer to this. But I mention it especially because I believe that machine translation could be a very interesting option in the sense that maybe people learn to really simplify to very different levels and to like progressively advance the complexity of the text while still making it simple enough. Maybe. Anyway, that would be all for my part. I would be happy if you remembered that text simplification is important, yet very difficult in a way, and that there is some use for embeddings and some specializing embedding. Should you have any comments, I would love to hear them, and I will, of course, do my best to answer your questions. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. I think it's a very interesting task, but also very difficult to work on. I have just one remark concerning the passive into active conversion. I think that with some of these conversions, you may disturb coherence of the text. And I think coherence of the text is also one important part of text understanding. So maybe you should also, I think, take into account this factor.
Some simplified assignment for you, because I find it very important to narrow down which of these problems you want to tackle and which of them you want to postpone for future.
Consider using eye tracking for measuring kind of objective complexity.
Thank you.